producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are transmitting globally right now. And I've gone a little over today. I've not completed a lot of stuff I wanted to cover and call. So I'm going to post a little bit into the next segment with Leanne McAdoo. So we'll be bantering back and forth from two different studios. About 5 minutes into the next segment, I'll leave. But I do want to play a few other clips. We haven't gotten to in political correctness today. Lucas in Texas, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. And then we'll go to Brandon.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to comment on the situation in Europe. I can't believe that the German government has come out and said that they're going to take the children away from people that even make comments about, ooh, we kind of don't like the, you know, immigrant invasion.
That's right. They said do not criticize any of it, or we will take your children and fine you and imprison you. That is beyond Nazi Germany.
I hear that, man, and I just feel sick to my stomach and sick to my head. And
but, I mean, they're liberal, yeah. Though. I mean, Merkel's liberal. It's okay. Why are you against a woman, bruh?
Well, no, I saw that great report by Paul Joseph Watson on the fact that 4 out of 5 refugees are, in fact, not even Syrian, and that most of them are economic migrants. And I think it's really sick because I'm looking at an article right now.
Most of them are men, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It says almost 50 million EU residents live without enough money even to heat their homes. And these people are supposed to come in, and your government is going to come in and tax people.
Yeah, because you're not as valuable as the illegal aliens you're supposed to pay for. This is robbery. This is political correctness. Is Soviet redistribution with big mega banks administering the money. This is total social engineering on a mass scale.
And I think if people don't try just in any peaceful way possible to change things, Europe is going to be heading to a complete children of men situation.
No, that's it. But let's expand. Yeah. You understand they're passing bills at the federal and state level. It's already happening where the illegals in this country, whether they're white, Chinese, or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. They're getting free everything, free tuition, Obamacare, that the public doesn't get free, but for them it is. So, I mean, it is the takedown, brother. They want to look, do banks want you to pay off your farm loan? No, they want to call it all in a year early and make you go bankrupt. I mean, that's how banks, you know, get rich, is they get all that property. There are so many little banks out in East Texas where they don't even have customers, but they own half the town. And some one old guy is worth, you know, $150 million, and nobody even knows it. I mean, that's how this works, man. And this is the controllers doing it, and they love it. Lucas, I appreciate your call. Brandon in FEMA Region 3, what former state are you under FEMA, sir?
Virginia.
All right, former great state of Virginia, George Washington State, fallen to the multinationals. Go ahead.
I just wanted to first off tell you I'm enjoying my Brain Force, my X2, and my Knockout. I also wanted to tell you that you inspired me to write a novel based on all this technocracy that's being set up.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
And it's called The Technocracy Confessions, The Rise of the Cybernetic Armageddon. And
is it available on some type of ebook deal?
I'm currently getting it reviewed by an editor, but it's going to be published probably early winter, like around December, January.
Good.
And I wanted to ask you, because I have a niece, and she was actually kicked out of school for knowing what 9/11 was.
Like, oh, yeah. All over America, you say vaccines are bad, kicked out. But they're teaching, under political correctness, all speech can be deemed evil. Thought crime. But what's more liberal than thought crime? So liberal. Only thing more liberal is the pedophiles being legalized are pouring Drano in your eyes. It's like Hellraiser. We have the children. Ah, Drano. Ah, it's like demon-possessed people would do. We're liberal. Drano. Ah, chop your arms off. Liberal. Ah. You know, your 5-year-old's long ass. Ah. I'm sorry, brother. God. I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
I was in the store with my girlfriend, and I saw someone from the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and I told him, I think it's really messed up that all the Marines and sailors get treated. And he about threw a tantrum right there. And
oh, yeah, no, because those are the little managers meant to keep control of the vets. We'll be back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The latest thing, yeah, you chop your arms and legs off, pour Drano on your eyes. Some liberal, the bigots that are against him. The bright part is you get full taxpayer payment. Yeah, I'm taking a hatchet to my wee-wee tomorrow. Yeah, that's really cool.
I mean, this is, I'm not joking around about these people. Let's get serious, though. We're going to go to Leanne McAdoo for the rest of the hour. Alex Jones here in the fourth hour. Francis Hollande, Muslim rift threatens total war. So the West, and France has been the biggest pusher of it, I mean, of any group, they've given more money per capita. Everybody's involved. More money than the Western countries. Turkey's probably given more than anybody, or more military. Saudi Arabia's given more money. He says, if we let recent religious confrontations between Shiites and Sunnis get worse, then don't think we won't be affected. It will be total war. See, that way when there's this clash and then tens of millions of refugees, he'll say, see, I told you and be a genius. No, see, we told you 4 years ago what the Arab Spring was, that it was going to be this. It's not hard to know this. It will be total war, a war that will also affect our territories, and we must act, he warned. Hollande also said that the political solution for Syria and Europe's illegal immigration crisis is the overthrow of Syrian President Bashar Assad, which again is the Sunni Saudi Arabian run attack on the Shiites. So he's driving the war while saying we've got to stop it. Middle East experts agree the situation has the potential to develop into full-scale war. Oh, it already is. The conditions are very much like 1914. Michael Stevens of the Royal United Service Institute in London said in June, prior to the Russian response in Syria, all it will take is one little spark, and Iran and Saudi Arabia will go at each other, believing they are fighting a defensive war, Stevens said. The whole region is bracing for a big war, the war that has not yet happened, the Shiite-Sunni war, added the Iraq-Kurdish commentator, Hawi Osman. Stevens' remark about 1914 refers to the start of First World War, started by British intelligence, the fall of the Sunni Ottoman Empire and the Caliphate, and the Sykes-Picot agreement between England, France, and the divided-up Arab world, and, of course, the Versailles Treaty, I would add. So far, as Syria is concerned, it is France and not Turkey that is the enemy. The British agent and scholar T.E. Lawrence wrote in 1915. Because Lawrence of Arabia and all of this was a replay with the newly formed mercenary Bedouin groups that they gave machine guns and hand grenades to and rocket launchers and other goodies. And then they just ran around slaughtering everybody. There was a civilization there. It was more pro-Western. It was not as violent. People weren't really fighting with each other. And British intelligence went into the middle of Saudi Arabia and found basically the Duck Dynasty people of the area. And I'm not knocking Duck Dynasty, but they found the hillbillies and the folks that have been robbing the caravans coming into Mecca for 1,000 years and just said, Hassan Chop, are you ready to take over? Yes, master, I will kill. And now the sons... The youngest sons, well, they're always dying every year or so or having strokes constantly. They're like all these 85, 90-year-old sons of the guy that was having kids till he was like 75 years old, launched the war in 1901. Let's pull up the founder of the Saudi Empire. And then I'm going to play this Kexi clip, get it ready, because this is about the Saudi Arabian leader. This got censored on YouTube last time we put this up, when the last Saudi king died, well, the one before the last. The older brother, because I think they're down to like number fourth brother right now. The emergence of the Saudi dynasty began in Central Arabia in 1744 in the year Muhammad Aban Saad, the tribal ruler of the town of Adur, Riyadh, joined forces with their religious leader Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhaba. That's the Wahhabiist. The founder of the Wahhabi movement, a radical form of Islam. Yeah, but the modern founder, I forget his name. Just the modern founder of the House of Saud, 1901. Wasn't official until like 1930. I'll do it. That's not a big deal. You can't find it, but I'll try it here. There it is. How do you pronounce that? Because I can't see it. It's too far away. Just jump on the mic with me.
Abdulaziz.
Abdulaziz died in 1953. King Saud succeeded to the throne of his father. And then it goes, and let's click on him. And he's the guy that got funded by the British to be able to do all this. Yep. Saud of Saudi Arabia. Yeah, he was the second in line. It's his father. So control F father and click that. See, it's the link before it. Good job. And look, the guys are doing a great job. I'm not mad that they go to this stuff so quickly. I'm happy they are. It's meant to be train wrecky so everybody can just see how we're making claims here, then going and showing you 99% of the time, 97% of the time, depending on them. I'm accurate, but it's always good to refresh your memory, and it's all a fun game to learn how all this works. But there you go. Yeah, there he is. You notice all his sons look exactly like him today. They're saying one of them had a stroke or something today. But there he is. Let's give his whole title here. He controlled a couple hundred square miles till British intelligence basically gave him the whole area. Let's pronounce it. How do you pronounce that? Abdulaziz Ibn Abdul Rahman Ibn Fazl Ibn Turki Turki Ibn Abdullah Ibn Muhammad al-Saud. I'm sure I butchered it on purpose. I don't care. And again, they've been perching and feeding on Arabs and Muslims forever, just delusionally out of their minds. These are the guys that would grab women, off their caravans and go sell them. I mean, they're just the trash of the planet. They're highway robbers. Another little gift from British intelligence. So we do have footage, ladies and gentlemen, of, well, just a Saudi meeting but all, with Hillary. And so let's go ahead and play this exclusive footage right now. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. You know, last year those are ugly creatures. I'm being racist against Skeksis, so I think they're beautiful. Oh, look at them. Can I date that creature? I want to date Hillary. Oh, look, Hillary's in fine health. Everything's fine. It's a conspiracy theory that she's sick. She's just laying her head down to rest. She just been on the campaign trail, you know, not having a good day. Her campaign's not crumbling. Everything's fine. Joe Biden's not looking over, ready to run any moment. No, no, no. She didn't have a second set of emails to cover anything up. Oh, she doesn't want your guns. Oh. Oh. Hillary's doing fine. Her campaign's great. She's not crumbling. Not crumbling. Or she's crumbling on screen, but that's a conspiracy theory. I mean, my own eyes are lying. I should pour Drano in them. They're a sin. It's mothers never breastfed. It's a conspiracy theory. We never had things called eyes. We can never see. No, no. I love government. It made the sun shine. It made the birds tweet. All right, let's go down to Leanne McAdoo. Will be hosting the rest of the broadcast. Has a big fourth hour lined up for us. Leanne McAdoo, what did you think of Matt Drudge appearing yesterday in the confines of the InfoWars Command Center?
That was shocking. I was flabbergasted, as you said. I was as well. It was pretty surreal to see him here. I didn't really recognize him at first because he hasn't had any photographs taken in the last 8 years. So he knew who I was. I mean, he was an incredibly classy man, made everyone here feel really special, and it was pretty cool.
Do you have a crush on Matt Drudge now?
You know, he looks younger now than he did in his pictures. I think it's because he's more relaxed.
Well, plus he told me, I don't know if that's a secret, I think he said this, the straw hat was something he did on purpose, so that's all the media ever had.
Mm.
So that once he disappeared, this was all planned, really classy guy, he would then dress different and no one knows who he is. I'm not going to say how he was dressed, but let's just say he fit in around Texas.
Yeah. He didn't have a hipster beard, though. For Austin.
He didn't have a beard.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. If he wants to fit in here in Austin.
Oh, he did have a giant handlebar mustache like Richards, though. No, Drudge has a big black mustache now that he curls at the end.
Yes.
Like Stromboli.
He's going to grow it out even longer for Movember. But I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now, and he's got a whole sidebar here talking about the gun sales setting new records, why would-be killers target gun-free zones, 5 steps to a gun-free America. But it looks like he needs to update the site with our article on the hashtag disarm Obama.
Well, last night he said, I think the most important thing was disarm Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do a story on that, which I'd actually said when I left, but I get there's a lot of great stuff. So I'm sure that when he has been updating, I don't know.
Yes.
At some point, I think he will promote that article because we need to get that going mega viral. After all, it is his initiative. Obama, give up your guns. Hashtag disarm Obama. Please, the staff, the crew, everyone listening, Facebook, Twitter, help get that article out to everybody. But I'm not complaining. I think he's linked to 4 of our articles.
Yeah.
And he linked to 3 of them yesterday, so we're not complaining. Joe Biggs will be reporting from the big tactical gun expo in Florida tomorrow to get their response to gun sales and the latest on what's happening there. Leanne McAdoo, what do you think of the West starting the Arab Civil War, the Muslim Civil War, between the Shiites and the Sunnis, between the Persians and the bank robber, caravan robbers that run Saudi Arabia? What do you think about all that? Pretty serious situation.
Well, it's absolutely serious, and you can just see the blatant hypocrisy there with this administration, because Obama is coming out saying we need to use diplomacy and we need gun control. Meanwhile, he's making billions of dollars worth of arms contracts there in the Middle East. So he's saying diplomacy.
Well, they're arming the rebels. They're
right.
Why are you being racist?
On the exact same day, he's pushing for gun control here in America. He wants all of us to be disarmed, but then he is heavily arming our enemy.
Leanne, what do you got coming up with Noel Sharkey, the professor? Saw a story yesterday going viral.
Mm-hmm.
Weaponized robots are inevitable, so submit to them.
Yeah, that's what the risk of robotic warfare is closer than ever, because the UN is delaying some negotiations there that would stall it.
Well, they've already got autonomous weapons, and the
right.
Pentagon doesn't even like it, but the science board, means eugenics globalist, actually says we're going ahead with the merger with the machines, Leanne. Why are you being phobic against machines? Next you're going to be phobic against pedophilia, phobic against pouring Drano in your eyes. What type of sick freak are you?
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Listening to the fourth hour Overdrive. We are going to be wrapping up the show. I've got a jam-packed rest of the fourth hour for you. I wanted to talk about something that Matt Drudge came here yesterday, and it was an epic experience for me, and he was dropping pearls of wisdom. One of the big things that really stuck with me, he was talking about this terrifying power of tech giants. And, of course, wouldn't you know, there's an article out today. Steve Jobs director Danny Boyle warns of the terrifying power of tech giants. And he says that it's actually this terrifying power that prompted him to go ahead and work on this movie after he finished reading the novel The Circle. That novel features a vast Facebook, Apple, Twitter-like system encompassing and controlling the entire platform of any kind of digital communication that's out there. And he said that these companies are so powerful, the governments are running scared. They have such influence around the world. They've replaced petrochemical companies, pharmaceutical companies. They're bigger than all of them put together, and now they have tremendous, terrifying power. We should keep an eye on them. Absolutely. And we're always talking about how there are these six mega corporations that rule everything from the media to the news to the food to industry, etc. Well, now that's happening with the internet. They are controlling the world, essentially. And the internet, Matt Drudge was saying, you know, it's a wild, wild west. It used to be sort of this renaissance area. And now we are being corralled into these ghettos that they are controlling. And I thought that was a really apropos term that he used as well, because he's saying these corporate-controlled social media, they're killing the open range of ideas on the internet. And he calls Facebook and Twitter internet ghettos designed to eradicate the open range of independent thought. Where are the vibrant entities that are out there? That's why he loves Alex Jones so much, and why he was able to create this huge following, this huge platform, because he didn't worry about the Facebooks and the Google and the links and the Yahoo and the Bing. He wasn't worried about that. It was just this organic truthfulness that attracted everyone to it. And that's the thing, is that they don't want you to be able to have another sort of entity waking people up out there. They want everyone to corral over to the YouTubes and to the Instagrams and to the Facebooks, because they don't want you to take that mythical hero's journey. The hero's journey is what is going to make everyone successful in their own way. Kit Daniels points out in this article here about Matt Drudge that one of the most a study revealed that the most successful individuals operate in large open networks where they're the link between people of different backgrounds. But Facebook and the like, they confine you to a small closed network in which you're only connected to your Facebook friends. You're going to be likely to share your same views, and they already know everything you're going to be talking about. So your potential to reach outside of Facebook or to be introduced to any ideas that are different than your own are corralled. You're going to be stopped from that. And the establishment wants this because in a closed network, you're also more likely to repeatedly hear the same government talking points and accept them without thought. And of course, that means you're going to be more easily controlled by the power elite. And that, of course, is why they do not want you to take that hero's journey, which is the number one indicator of success. Matt Drudge says, don't be fooled into thinking that you're an individual when you're on Facebook. You're not. You're just a pawn in their scheme. And that, for me, was one of the most profound things that he spoke about yesterday. Of course, he mentioned a lot of other things like hashtag disarm Obama, which we want that to go viral. Be sure that you're sharing that video as well as that article. But what is this? What is this hero's journey that I'm speaking about? You see it. It's this myth that's the fabric of our society, and you see it in every movie, every book. The Matrix is a perfect example of that. Things are going great. You feel normal. You fit in. Then all of a sudden something happens to change your perception of the world. You start to feel like an outsider on your own. You're called to leave and fulfill a part of yourself, a destiny, but that has a lot of uncertainty to it, so you're scared. Finally, you take the plunge. You go through some difficult times, but then you learn to navigate and you overcome these challenges, and then you're able to go back to your old culture, and you have a huge impact on the world around you, taking all the lessons that you've learned. And that's exactly what they do not want you to do. They don't want you to take that hero's journey. They want you to stay in their little ghetto so they can suck out your soul and your essence, just like the Skeksis there. That movie is still such the appropriate allegory for our time, The Dark Crystal. We'll be right back with Noel Sharkey.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour overdrive. I am Leanne McAdoo, your host. Now, the United Nations has been warned that delays in negotiations over the future of lethal autonomous weapons, or killer robots, they're moving too slowly to stop robot wars from becoming a reality. Now, experts, including physicist Stephen Hawking, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, they've all warned that proliferation of autonomous weapons would make a global arms race inevitable. Now, my guest today is Noel Sharkey. He is the Emeritus Professor of Artificial Intelligence and Robotics at the University of Sheffield. And after years of detailed research within artificial intelligence and robotics, Noel's core research interest is in the ethical application of robotics and AI in areas such as the military, surveillance, and criminal terrorist activity. He's currently serving as chair of the NGO the International Committee for Robot Arms Control, their group. They've been campaigning against the use of military robots. Noel, thank you so much for joining us. So talk to me a little bit about this stall at the UN. What does that mean? How is that setting us up for killer robot arms race?
Well, we've been, there's a committee at the UN called the CCW, and that's the committee that's really designed for prohibiting certain sorts of weapons that are unnecessarily injurious, like fragments on the battlefield, landmines, those things. And we went to them, we got mandates from them, so they've run expert meetings. And they've run expert meetings 2 years in a row now for 5 days each time. But now we want them to move forward to the next stage of negotiation. But what they're saying is that next year they're going to go for another expert meeting. And this is becoming like an annual conference instead of moving towards getting groups of government experts together and discussing a possible treaty.
And so what do you believe is causing that delay? I know in one of the articles there, I mean, we have all of these ethicists warning of the potential dangers, and yet they're stalling. And we know that there are already some of these semi-autonomous weapons in use and the development of so much more.
Yes, they're developing pretty quickly. The U.S. have guidelines that prevent them being acquired for a period of 5 years. And there's another 2 years to run on that. But in the meantime, DARPA, your Defense Advanced Project Research Agency, is developing like crazy, really. They keep issuing new contracts for tender, like they're looking at swarms of autonomous boats that can swarm another craft. They're looking at swarms of planes. They're looking at autonomous submarines that can go into the water and sink other submarines. But they could sink ships as well, of course. So the technology is developing and developing. And the point is the language that the U.S. and U.K. have insisted on using at the U.N. is that these are meetings about emerging technologies. Now, China have said they want it to be about existing and emerging technologies. Now, the problem with the wording emerging technologies, and it is an emerging technology, but if we keep on at this for another 3 or 4 years, by that point, they will no longer be emerging. They'll be there. And so the treaty won't have any teeth to ban them.
Wow. And then so the U.S. and the U.K. are insisting that using this wording, I guess a lot of money is going into the development of these machines.
Yes, but of course they're not saying that that's why they're doing it, but it just strikes anybody with any sense that that's what's happening. But the machines are quite dangerous. I mean, they're really obviously, when in the discussions, I've learned an awful lot in the discussions, and I've been working in this campaigning since 2007, but I've learned an awful lot at the UN in recent times about the kind of military reasons for having them. But it's so important that all nations discuss this, because when the US talks about this, they seem to have this idea that they will develop them and all other nations' technology will stay exactly as it is today. So when they're doing these kind of scenarios to test the weapons, they're thinking that China and Russia and these countries will have exactly the same weapons that they have today. Whereas in actual fact, what we're going to see is an arms race and mass proliferation. And at the moment, there's nothing against that. There are no laws against these whatsoever. So if we get mass proliferation and billions of dollars, because there's billions of dollars at stake here, big companies involved, if billions of dollars get involved, then, you know, how are we ever going to stop it?
Exactly. And just speaking earlier about the terrifying power of tech giants, Google, as a matter of fact, they've jumped into airspace monitoring. They want to make room for drones there, so they want to control that airspace. But they've also recently acquired Boston Dynamics, so it's one of the most advanced robotics company in the world, making robots for the military. What does Google need with that?
Five robot companies, major ones, all the best ones in the world. Now, Google said that they would only see out the existing contracts with the Boston Dynamics. So they had a couple of years of contracts left for the military, and they said they wouldn't do anything more with the military. But what's happened? Just 3 weeks ago, I found out that there's a brand new Google robot, like the big dog that you all know, called Spot, and it's being tested by Marines. So I don't know what Google are playing at here, what sort of game they're playing at, but it seems very strange to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And to have the foresight there to go ahead and control the airspace that the drones are going to be flying in. So obviously something's going on.
They're competing with Amazon. Amazon in Europe are trying at the moment with the regulators to get a whole portion of airspace. It's something like 200 yards and 1,000 feet in the air, and they want to control that airspace so they can start doing a lot of Amazon deliveries. And I think Google and they are competing with each other for this.
Right.
It seems like a crazy idea as well, really. Because if you think about the number of deliveries, are we going to see the sun at all? I mean, the sky is just going to be littered with these things. And it's so easy when you've got that kind of stream of stuff to slip some machines with bombs in them onto that stream, and we could never detect it. So it's very worrying. I mean, there's a whole worrying development outside of what we're talking about just now, and there's a whole worrying development with the police use of these technologies. And I don't know if you've heard there in Texas, but North Dakota late last month, passed a new bill saying that the police are now allowed to arm their drones with less than lethal weapons. And that means that the North Dakota police now can arm their drones with tasers, with rubber bullets, firing rifles that fire rubber bullets, tear gas, and a pepper spray. And this is a very, very worrying development to me, because it gives the police too much power to control.
Well, absolutely. In North Dakota, I mean, they don't even have that much of a population there, so why do they need to authorize their police to have armed drones with less?
Well, they're one of the biggest drone users in the U.S. in fact, for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they don't have such a big population. So, but anything that starts there, it's like a domino effect, isn't it? They will test it out there, and if it works out well, it will spread. And you know, already in South Africa, these tools are being used to suppress protests.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're going to see peaceful protest, because the problem is that what you consider to be a peaceful protest can change over time. Laws can change. And the more control you have, you're not putting police officers in harm's way. You can fly overhead, fire pepper spray, fire tasers. So you start getting a large protest like Occupy Wall Street, that kind of thing. And, you know, the police can move in and pick people off and certainly photograph them and steal their private data.
Oh, absolutely. And we've just recently reported that the UN and the U.S., they're forming their global Stasi network, policing the globe, basically. And we see Saudi Arabia is beheading two young men who were 17 at the time that they were arrested for protesting against the government. So, of course, they're going to be going after extremists, and those terrorists that they are actually looking for are people who are going to be against the totalitarianism of the state. It's not going to be actually people who are attaching bombs to these drones, such as they are with these.
So exactly. Well, the problem with the word terrorism, sometimes we call them freedom fighters. It depends on what side you're on, really. I mean, the United States used to bomb the redcoats from civilians, and they certainly didn't call them terrorists in the United States when they did that. Sometimes it's the only way for populations to stop an authoritarian government is to rise against it. And the more technological weapons you have, the harder that is, really is.
Absolutely. And then so talking about the ethics with these military robots, can they get away with war crimes? If a robot unlawfully kills someone in the heat of battle, who's to blame?
That's a very big problem, and it's very difficult to get a satisfactory answer. I mean, the answer that concerns a lot of military people, in fact, I've spoken to quite a few military commanders, and they're concerned because they say the buck always stops with them, but they're not happy about it because they don't understand how they work. And the other thing about them is, of course, it would be easy to commit a war crime with this kind of robot weapon and then just blow it up afterwards so there's no trace. I mean, you know, you can't hold a robot accountable for a war crime. And it could easily be the software manufacturer. People can hack into them. I mean, Honda cars have been hacked into, and the brakes applied and the steering wheel turned so that they skid. So you can hack into anything. I mean, I've actually met somebody who flies drones that hack into other drones and steal them.
Wow.
So It's, you know, we're moving into a technological future, and I think we're not thinking about it enough. I mean, I don't think you can really stop, you can't really hold back the tide of technology or stifle innovation and stop jobs, but certainly you really need to be thinking about it a lot more. There's not really any joined up thinking, and the US, for a start, should have really a strong committee that are looking at these things constantly and thinking about the near future. And we're not talking about 50 years away, we're talking about now, this minute in time. Like, it could happen next year. When North Dakota are getting these weapons, what will they have next year? And you have a company in Texas, in fact, called Chaotic Moon. It's a robot company. And they have made this little, and people say nowhere else but Texas would you see this. They've made this little autonomous drone, right? So it's a drone that flies completely on its own without any humans. And what it does is it hovers over your backyard. And it's called Cupid, the drone. And it's called Cupid because it hovers over your backyard, and if somebody enters your property, it will say, leave immediately, and if they don't leave, it tasers them. So it fires a taser dart at them, 50,000 volts, and keeps them there until you arrive back or the authorities arrive back.
Wow.
And you know, that's quite something. And I can imagine police using those for area denial. So they'll say, you know, instead of putting up barbed wire or whatever, you say, this area is denied. And if you enter into it, you're going to get tasered.
Right. And, of course, they won't use those at the border. But I remember when they were displaying that during South by Southwest a year or so ago, they said that they had a lot of interest from law enforcement. And they were like, well, this is just a prototype. We just did this to show people how, you know, dangerous it is that we're just advancing with this technology and there aren't any rules saying, no, you can't attach a taser to a drone. Well, now let's talk a little bit about, you know, we're moving forward with this. Can we stop a negative outcome?
Yes. I mean, we can have new laws. One thing, the pressure we're putting on the UN with this CCW committee, it's strange, but if we succeed in getting a prohibitive ban, an international treaty, it will only apply to international armed conflict. It will not apply to domestic use. So, for instance, tear gas is not allowed at all. It's totally prohibited in war. So you can't use it in conflicts, but the police can use it. And so getting this prohibition will not stop your police or anybody's police from using it. But what you can do is there's another committee that we're pushing for. We're really working hard to get them to pay attention. And that's called the Human Rights Council. Now, the Human Rights Council, they set up our human rights, basic human rights for the entire planet. And if we can get them to say, you must not arm these drones and these autonomous weapons, police mustn't use them, then they won't be used. I mean, they might be used, but they'll be in violation of the Human Rights Council, and nobody wants that, really.
Now, are you talking about the same Human Rights Council that has just chosen Saudi Arabia to be one of the leaders?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. But the thing about the Human Rights Council is, I mean, you don't always get the best choices, but the good thing about it is it's not dominated by Western countries. It rotates. So the members rotate all the time, and that's a good thing. So, you know, sometimes you can draw a bad hand, sometimes you can draw a good hand. But if you look at the Security Council, then you've got Russia, China, United States, the UK and France dominating it. All five of those countries have a right to veto. So no matter what votes are taken, even if the vast majority say, yes, we mustn't do this or we mustn't go and fight this war, those countries can veto it. But with the Human Rights Council, they can't veto anything. So it's a fairer group of people. There might not always be bail. You can't always guarantee. The thing about if you have a United Nations, you have to go with the fact that you have to include all nations and you have to put up with it. And the only reason why it works is because there's so many people. You've got such a diversity of opinion that, you know, you hope that the good washes out of it. But I have to say my experience of the United Nations over the last 3 years is that the United States is really the dominant force there. They're the world superpower. It's quite clear when you go there.
Right, and I guess that's why it's obvious why this is such an important thing. Rand Paul famously filibustered just several years ago, pointing out the fact that we don't have any laws on the books dealing with how the U.S. can target Americans on U.S. soil with these drones. And
so what's right?
There's nothing set up.
No, I mean, I think there would be a lot of complaint if you did, but there was a very close case. If you remember, there was that, I can't remember his name. It was about a year ago, 2 years ago, that guy who had been a law enforcement officer, and he was a homicidal maniac, and he had escaped, and he'd gone to the shack, and they sent out a drone, and they would have killed him with the drone, but instead they set fire to the shack and killed him that way.
Right, yeah, that was a huge conspiracy here and a lot of things going on with that. Well, Noel Sharkey, thank you so much. AI expert, and I think this is going to be a huge issue in the days coming forward. I know Matt Drudge, that was one of the topics he kept pointing out over and over again while he was here, is to just keep our eyes on this technology, how it's going to be augmenting our reality, as well as our culture. And obviously, autonomous weapons is a huge deal. Who's going to be in control of these things? Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Leanne. A pleasure to be on the program.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. As you mentioned, we've got the UN Human Rights Council in control of how these autonomous weapons are going to be deployed. That is the same Human Rights Council that now has Saudi Arabia, who crucifies anyone who dare protest the way that their country is being run. Crucifixion meaning being beheaded and then displayed there in the public square. And these are the type of extremists that the UN Global Police Force is going to be looking out for, too. Coming right up. We'll be right back.
It's been July with this Bendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We'll be right back.
Jones Show. You are listening to the fourth hour Overdrive. We just had a great interview there with AI expert Noel Sharkey, warning about the risk of robotic warfare. It's edging ever closer. We definitely need to keep our eye on that, as well as keeping our eye on all these terrifying tech giants who are now dabbling in these autonomous weapons. Joining me now, Jakari Jackson. Jakari, how are you? What do we got coming up?
Well, tonight on the Nightly News, we have a pretty jam-packed show. Of course, we're going to be referencing some of the things that happened yesterday on the Alex Jones Show when Matt Drudge popped in. Also, we'll be talking about the shooting at UCC Oregon, and particularly how the town is reacting to this. Even one guy who's still in the hospital right now, this is my understanding, saying, hey, Obama, don't come here and grandstand and try to push your agenda. You know, let us bury our bodies. Let us heal in the hospitals, heal our communities. We don't need you to come in here with your normal type of rhetoric. Also, Jesse Ventura came out and said he hopes that both political parties, the Republicans and Democrats, destroy themselves. Of course, there are more than two political parties. But as far as the U.S. is concerned, those are the ones that people identify with the most. And, of course, the old friend of the Alex Jones Show, Mike Hansen, he was arrested for speaking 12 seconds. His allotted time at a city council meeting. And this isn't a one-off incident. We see this all around the country. A veteran, I believe it was out in California, was concealed carrying in a meeting. They kicked him out because they said, we don't want this guy to be up here with a gun. At least one of the councilmen did. And everybody else, well, he served his country. He knows how to use a firearm. Why can't he be in here? So these things happen all the time, but this is just another example of that.
Well, these are the type of extremists that the UN's global Stasi network is going to be coming after. It's not actual terrorists. It's people who are terrorists to the state. So I'm feeling pretty good today. I took my brain force. I'm feeling good,
on track. Well, this is something for everybody else out there. This may not concern you too much, Leanne, but everybody who has a prostate, you definitely need to go to the InfoWars shop, and you can get 20% off Prostaguard for this week only at InfoWarsLife.com. Prostaguard uses plant-based nutrients and antioxidants to naturally support the prostate, and you can get your Prostaguard today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, and I have a couple of the reviews for that here. And this is one of the pros. We don't get too many cons. And it says, it works, and I appreciate the people who put it together. So, you know, I guess that's a big up to
Prostate cancer is a huge issue.
So. And Alex and group and all those guys. Right. Especially as you get older. You know, man, you definitely need to get your prostates checked. And this should help you in that area. We have another review. And it says, love it. It said, I got it overnight, and then, you know, works just like they said it's going to work. So thank you all the guys who stopped by and give us those great reviews at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, excellent. So what did you think about Matt Drudge's surprise visit?
Well, you know, I was surprised just like everybody else was. You know, I saw some people buzzing around, and I was doing some other stuff. And then I just realized he was here because Alex announced it on the show. I was like, really? And then he came in the back and he spoke with us. You know, he's a really down-to-earth guy. Just, you know, seemed like a normal guy. He's very informed, you know, but just a normal guy.
Just incredibly down-to-earth, and that's what I really appreciated about it. I mean, he was very classy, very kind. He made everyone, he asked for you by name. He asked for Joe Biggs by name. And here I'm thinking, what? You're Matt Drudge. I look at your site every single day. And
you know, we had a chance to speak really to him, you know, after his interview, and I was like, man, you did a great job. You know, like, I guess he doesn't do a lot of speaking engagements, but, you know, he just came out and he spoke from the heart, and that really resonated with people, you know, because it was, you can just go and listen to his clips like McBreen did for the Hot Topics. You know, it's such a real personality that's coming out of this guy. He's not just some guy in the suit. He's not just some guy on the internet. That's how people know him, but he's a real person who's really concerned about the issues that he puts on his site.
Right, and that's why I just, you know, he just wanted to come and show his appreciation for the Renaissance man, Alex Jones, even though he did not want to be on camera or give an interview, but you know how Alex can be. All right, well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Watch the InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 p.m. Central.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.